is WCRB in concert with Rockport Music and pianist Songjin Cho. It's easy to make big plans for the future when you're a kid. Even the most outlandish dreams seem attainable, and you have what feels like an infinity to do whatever you want. But what is it like to actually achieve those childhood dreams? After winning the 2015 Chopin International Piano Competition, 24-year-old Songjin Cho is beginning to live the life he's always dreamed about. In this Rockport Music Concert, Cho takes his seat in front of the Shilin Lu Performance Center's huge window overlooking the sea and plays the music that he loves, Beethoven, Debussy, and Chopin. I'm Kathy Fuller. Welcome to WCRB in concert with Rockport Music. When Songjin Cho was 6 years old, he decided that when he grew up, he would be a concert pianist. It's a kind of determined dream that a lot of children share across many different disciplines, but not all of them make it there. But Cho was different. Talented and dedicated beyond his years, he became the youngest ever winner of Japan's Hamamatsu International Piano Competition in 2009. His stratospheric ascent didn't stop there. At 17, he won the third prize at the Tchaikovsky competition. And finally, in 2015, he reached the summit, winning the Chopin International Piano Competition. Since then, his life has changed dramatically. Hailed as a wildly popular celebrity in his native South Korea, Cho sells out concert halls there and around the world at the ripe old age of 24, his childhood dream finally becoming a reality. In February 2018, Cho came to Rockport, Massachusetts for a concert presented by Rockport Music. And while he was there, he spoke with WCRB's Alan McClellan about what it's like to be a Chopin competition winner.
I'm really glad because I don't have to do any more competition in my life, so I was really happy.
You were finally at that one result where you were at the competition. There are no more. You don't need to prove yourself anymore.
No, not at all, because my aim was to be a concert pianist, not winning the competition. And winning the Chopin competition already gave me a lot of opportunities, so I don't have to do any more.
But you have not wasted any time since then. You didn't just go and relax immediately after the Chopin competition. It seems like your career has skyrocketed even since then.
Yeah, since the Chopin competition, I was very busy. I started to play like 100 concerts a year since winning. And I'm very happy because I wanted to build up my career in Europe and in the States. So, yeah, I'm very satisfied.
You can hear more of this conversation on our website. Just go to classicalwcrb.org. Well, the first piece in Songjin Cho's concert at Rockport Music is one of Beethoven's early piano sonatas, the Pathetique. This sonata has it all. Turbulent angst, sorrow, and sweetness. And he plays it with sensitivity and panache. Here he is coming on stage in Rockport, Massachusetts, Beethoven's Pathetique Sonata on WCRB in concert with Rockport Music. Beethoven's Pathetique Piano Sonata, played by Song Jin Cho. That's at the Shilin Lu Performance Center here on WCRB in concert with Rockport Music. Coming up, another Beethoven sonata, the 30th of his 32, written much later in his life, one that is so different from the Pathetique that Song Jin Cho thinks it could almost be written by somebody else.
Well, Beethoven is the composer who I respect the most because his music is so adventurous and very progressive and also very symphonic. And the Pathetic Sonata, number 8, it has young spirit because he wrote this piece when he was late 20s and very dramatic, also tragic. So it's rather very youthful piece. And number 30, 109, is rather romantic. It's full of imagination, especially the last movement is one of my favorite movements of all Beethoven sonatas. I feel these two pieces are written by two different composers. It's a totally different piece. And that's why I love Beethoven's music. He has so huge spectrum. His music is limitless. So, yeah, that's why I love his music.
Remember, you can hear the rest of this interview online. Just go to classicalwcrb.org. Well, here is Song Jin Cho again playing Beethoven's 30th piano sonata. You're on WCRB in concert with Rockport Music.
Thank you.
That was Song Jin Cho playing one of Beethoven's most transcendental and personal utterances, his 30th piano sonata, at Rockport Music's Shilin Liu Performance Center on WCRB. I'm Kathy Fuller. We're coming up next after a brief intermission. Song Jin Cho plays the three atmospheric pieces in Book Two of Debussy's Image and a sonata by Chopin. It's all ahead on WCRB In Concert with Rockport Music.